This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can help out the show. Just click on the donate button. I'll take a dollar, five, ten, fifty grand, whatever your heart is leading you to do. Also, you can sign up for the email. We send out a weekly email, let you know what's going on. So sign up for the email blast. And the same thing, if you want to be notified by text, as opposed to, what the heck, text as opposed to email. Because some of you guys hate emails. I don't blame you. I hate them too. So you can do that by simply texting TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. All right. I want to jump right into this because there's so much going on tonight. You know, Dan Pill is going to join us, you know, the tax expert after the break, because I got to tell you something. The IRS does not go away on April 15th. All right, and not only that, how many of you you're coming into the stretch of doing your taxes? It's like, oh my God, I don't have this, I don't have that, or you get a notice in the mail, and you know they are devastating letters if you think about it. How many you have friends, you know, whether they're going through an audit or they get a letter for something and it just freaks them, totally freaks them out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, help me get the app up online. And you could do that by doing something. Just donate a few bucks. Like I said, hit the donate button, and we're ready to go. All right. So, AOC, I almost refuse to say her name. I'm afraid, like with Beetlejuice, I mean, she may show up if you say it too many times. You know what I mean? So, here's a company that I've had trouble with in the past, personally. And, you know, I've written them letters about certain things that have taken place when I'm on their website. And maybe they might be a really good company. I don't know. But Wayfair out of Boston is having some trouble with their workers. And this I find amazing. See, apparently Wayfair, they've been contacted or the Department of Homeland Security is buying hundreds and hundreds of beds. And it was because, you know, so they would have beds for the kids. And, you know, they've been screaming at these kids in detention centers are sleeping on floors, and it's disgusting, and it's wrong, and it's bad. And yet, hundreds of employees at Wayfair, they walked off the job today. They were protesting what they said with the retailer's sale of more than $200,000 in bedroom furniture for Texas detention facility for immigrant children. So let's not sell it to them, right? Let's let the kids sleep on the floor. The protest is online furniture retailer's home city of Boston marks the latest outpouring of anger over Republican U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to crack down on illegal and legal immigration. Okay? Not legal. He's not trying to, see, this is where the article goes sideways. He's not trying to crack down on illegal immigration. Hi. Profile Democrats like AOC of New York, right? And Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Of course, she jumps into everything because she knows it all, right? Right? They're saying this is wrong, this is bad. Right, the walkout followed a letter signed by more than 500 employees earlier this week that said an order for the more than $200,000 of bedroom furniture was destined for a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, and it would house migrant children seeking asylum. Well, okay, so far, what's wrong with that? Right, we give them beds, we get them off the floor, they get to sleep on mattresses. This is what they wanted, right? But the employees, the keyword, employees, they demanded that Wayfair stop selling to migrant detention camps. And, so check this out, and that it give profits of the sale, which they claim amount to $86,000, to a Texas-based nonprofit agency offering legal services to immigrants. These are the workers. The workers have decided that they run the company. Now think about what they said here. They want them to stop selling the beds to migrant camps. And stop selling them somehow, by stop selling the beds, they're still going to make profits. I don't know how that works. I think they're totally backwards. So anyway, they take the 86 grand, and now they're telling them who to give it to. Well, here's what I would do. You won't like it, but I'll do it anyway. I would take the money that I was going to dock these people for walking out today, which I have every legal right to do. I'm going to dock them. They don't have a right to protest on the company's dime. Take that money, okay, and give it to a pro-legal immigration group, a group that actually helps people already in the system, right, that are trying to get through, that might be a little short on cash or they need some schooling or whatever. Give it to them. Reward people for doing it the right way. That's what I would do. Just my feeble little mind. This is a peaceful, voluntary walkout. We encourage any Wayfarians, I have so much fun with that, to join us. Protest organizers said on a Twitter account named Wayfair Walkout, "We oppose and reject the behavior of our government at the Southern..." How come they didn't do this when Obama was in office?
He didn't get the bed.
Right? What?
Maybe he didn't get a bed.
I don't think that was the... See? That's all Obama had. I'm telling you, if the economy was going to turn around and boom like this when Obama's gone, he should have left 2 years in. It would have fixed everything, right? Mayfair did not respond to a request for comment. But Mayfair management rejected the petition's demands in an internal memo on Tuesday. They went on to say, "We also believe in the importance of respecting diversity of thought within our..." Good for them. In other words, they told the employees, "Go pound sand. We own the place. Find another job if you don't like it." Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Dan Pella joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love horns. Everybody loves horns. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch happening up on the website. And get involved. Get engaged. You know, we get stories you can respond to and that kind of thing. Look, really enjoyed this guy when we had him on last time. You guys had a lot of positive input. So I thought it would be a good idea to bring him back because, you know what? I said to you before, I'll say it again, the IRS never rests. That's going to be their new, I'm going to make it their new mantra. I'm going to try to sell it to them because it's a true statement. So Dan Pilla joins me. I enjoyed having him on last time as well with Tax Help Online. He's been the nation's leading taxpayer rights defense and IRS abuse prevention and cure regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. Thanks for being with me, Dan.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, Dan, I got a couple of emails after the last time you were on, and some of them were kind of ridiculous questions. Sorry, guys, but they were. But one of them, somebody kind of made sense. And they said, you get a guy like Al Sharpton, right? We get a letter in the mail. We might be behind $1,200 in taxes. We get petrified. We get hit with all kinds of penalties. Sharpton owns him $4 million, and it doesn't seem to bother him. He doesn't lose any sleep over it. Why? Is it the more you owe them, the less chance they have of coming after you? I mean, how does this work?
Well, it's not that. But here's what is true: the more you owe them, the less likely they are to collect it, simply because the only way they can collect from an individual is through his own income stream and through his own assets. And if an individual has, you know, little or no income stream, or at least only a subsistence level income stream based on his family size and where he lives, and if he's got no assets anywhere that the IRS can attach, there's nothing they can get. Now, you know, that's frankly, Joe, is the philosophy that drives me when I'm negotiating settlements for clients. You know, here's the thing. I will tell folks, let's just take the guy who doesn't owe $4 million, but let's say it was $40,000 or even $400,000. Right. And people are sweating bullets because they'll say, I have no idea how I'm ever going to pay this. I owe the IRS $40,000. I'll never be able to pay that back in my whole life because I'm broke. And my response to that is, look, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is you're broke. The good news is you're broke. Because there isn't anything they can get from you if you don't have a significant income stream over and above your necessary living expenses, and you got no assets they can attach.
Right. That's great. No, and that's what I want to come back to. I said to people, look, it's the IRS does, it never rests, okay? And they're constantly pouring through these things. They've got agents out there. No, they're not knocking on your door coming looking for you. But as we discussed last time, and people felt that it was really, really helpful. And when it comes to filing your taxes and getting things together, what have you, some people have, let's deal with one guy that was telling me he has his own little handyman business, okay? He doesn't make big bucks at it. And it seems like he constantly gets in trouble because he kind of doesn't keep everything separate, right? And he asked me a question should he go do a corporation? I go, look, I'm not the guy to ask. I'll ask Dan, right? So if you got a small business, you've got a regular job and you're making some extra money on the side doing this kind of thing, do you just learn how to keep your records better, or should you do a corporation or something like that?
Well, first of all, Joe, this is probably the single most common mistake that small business people make. And in fact, this is one of the central premises of the new book that I'm just finishing up now called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. I talk about whether you should be a sole proprietorship or an LLC or a partnership or a corporation. And if a corporation, you know, should it be this kind or that kind? The single most common mistake small businesses make is they charge off and adopt some kind of entity structure, whether it's a corporation or an LLC, not having any idea what they're doing and what the compliance burdens are associated with that structure. Just for example, what you're talking about here is a classic example of a small business person. You know, this guy makes his living not as an accountant, not as a bookkeeper. That's not what he does. He's a handyman. He fixes windows. He installs floors. He fixes air conditioners. This is what the guy does for a living. He's not a record keeper. He's not a bookkeeper. He's not a CPA. And so what happens is when you adopt an entity structure under which to do business, you've created now a whole second layer of record keeping and compliance and return filing requirements that you have to live with. Well, if you can't keep up with one set of requirements, how are you going to keep up with two of them? And so the answer is for people to set up a comprehensive, simple, key is simple, systematic record keeping system that will allow them to keep their records properly so they don't get sideways.
All right. right. I mean, I'm loving it. I can't. Some of the questions I got were really cool. There were things that happen every day of the week, and you really don't think about it. Now, I know that we're going to get into it in the next segment. We're going to tell people how they get a copy of your book, how they get help from you when they need it. But some of the questions, again, they were so simple. I was thinking to myself, this happens every day, and nobody really knows what to do. Your wife has a business, and maybe it's, I don't know, she does event planning. She does a couple jobs a year. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it? You don't want to do anything separate. You don't want to start. Should you separate checking accounts? Should you, you know, so what are some of the basics in that light? Well, she doesn't make a whole bunch of money.
Well, the amount of money is irrelevant. Here's the very first thing you need to do anytime you get a business. Now you're going to function under a business name. Okay, fine. Maybe you have to file something with the state to assume a name. In other words, if you want to be, Bill's Handyman Shop, you might want to register that, but you don't have to. If you're a sole proprietorship with the Internal Revenue Service, no filing of any kind is required to adopt that status. You are that status by default. As an individual person going out and using your skills and expertise to generate self-employment income. All right, that said, the very first thing you need to do is open a bank account in the name of, you know, whatever your business assumed name is.
Right.
And you need to keep your accounting separate. So all of your business income goes into the bank account, and business-only expenses get paid out of the bank account. Now, when you're going to draw money for yourself, and now we're still talking about a self-employed person here, a sole proprietorship, that's the easiest structure to set up because there's nothing to do, and it's the easiest to stay into compliance with. So in that situation, you're paying business expenses out of the account, except when it's time for you to draw money from the business for your own personal pay, your house payment, send your kids to college, whatever you're going to do with the money. At that point, you write yourself a check, all right, and the check to you is not a business expense. It's a distribution of profit. So at the end of the year, when you do your accounting, what you're reporting to the IRS is your business income, and now that should be very, very simple because every nickel you earn went into the bank account, and then you report your business expenses. Again, the accounting is very simple because all the expenses are paid out of the bank accounts, and all you got to do is categorize the expenses into the various categories like mileage expense or advertising or office supplies.
All right, don't take the wind out of my sails. That's my next question. We'll be back in a minute. Dan Pillow joins me, the tax expert. You got to get to know him better. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate passed a bipartisan $4.6 billion measure to deliver aid to the southern border to care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pressing to merge the bills as she feels the situation is child abuse.
It is an atrocity that violates every value we have, not only as Americans, but as moral beings.
On the other side of the aisle, Representative Kevin McCarthy claims that the Republicans have brought other measures to the Democrats, which were denied.
But Democrats, Madam Speaker, have rejected a bill to provide the aid that is needed, not once, not twice, but 18 times.
On Wall Street, stocks finished the day slightly lower. The S&P 500 index lost for the fourth straight day. The NASDAQ finished 25 points higher, and the Dow fell 11.4 points to 26,536.82. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, it's standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am your alternative tonight to the dementia forum that's going on with the Democrat, I don't know what you want to call it tonight, the socialist forum, because that's all they're going to talk about. You already know that. Somebody asked me what my thought was about tonight's event with the Dems. And I said, look, I'm going to save you 90 minutes of heartburn, okay? It's going to be Trump lies, Trump's a bigot, Trump's a homophobe, Trump's a racist, and you can thank O'Biden Obama and Biden for the current economy, and we need to turn to socialism. So there it is. In about 5 minutes, I summed it up for you. You don't have to watch them and go through all that pain. Stay here and get informed like I tell you to do on a regular basis. Dan Pilla joins me. I'm very excited about having him on with me. For over three decades, Dan has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. Regarding as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. And you know what? You need to pick up the last show that he was on with. We'll put a link to that up, because he started like when he was 12 years old. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. That's a little evangelical there, though, Joe. I got to tell you, it was more like 18.
Well, hey, listen. All right, so you know, we were talking about small and funny, when people say small business, you know, they're thinking of, you know, Joe's Fix It Shop or something like that, where you got 5, 10, 15 employees, but not really. You and your wife. Maybe your wife has her own business. You've got a little side business, right? And we were just talking about some of the things that you need to watch out for. You got to watch the traps. One of the things you talked about was opening up a checking account just for the business. But hey, Dan, I deliver food. I make a few extra bucks. I deliver food a couple of days a week. Now I need tires. I mean, do I put them on my business account? Do I put them on my personal? What do I do?
Well, if you got a small business and you're using your car for business, the question is how much are you using it? All right, so what happens is you have to keep a mileage log that indicates how often you're driving the car and, more accurately, how many miles you're driving the car for business and what the business purpose is. So let's just hypothetically say you put 10,000 miles a year on your car and you keep a very careful mileage log that shows that you're driving 2,500 of those miles for business. Well, at that point, you got 25% of your use of the vehicles for business purposes. Now what happens, Joe, is every dollar you spend on your vehicle, 25 cents of that dollar is deductible as a business expense. So the gas, the oil changes, the maintenance, the tires, interest on the car if you got a loan, all of those things become deductible at the rate of 25%. The key is this. You have to keep a careful mileage log. And I'll tell you what, the number one problem that business people have, and I don't mean just the occasional person like you just described here. I'm even talking about people that are full-time in their own small business. They have trouble keeping a mileage log. And this is one of the things that I talk about and document in my new book, Dan Tillo's Small Business Tax Guide. I show you exactly how to set up a proper mileage log so you can capture all of your business miles, which in turn captures all of the deductions you're entitled for your vehicle.
So, Dan, not the mileage thing. You know, I'm watching stuff on TV and what have you. Just plug this in. It'll tell you how many miles you went. It connects to your phone. It does all. Are you better doing an old-fashioned log, paper book log?
One way or the other, Joe, you have to record it. And there's plenty of good apps out there on your phone that'll track your mileage. But you got to remember to record the stuff. Now, some of the logs will make a recording for you and actually give you a digital a paper printout of when the date you traveled, where you went, how many miles, and they're tied into GPS, so they're very, very accurate. And these things are very useful. The problem is not so much how you keep the log. The question is, are you keeping the right information in the log? And then the bigger question is, are you doing it consistently? Because if you're not doing it consistently, Joe, you don't have the body of evidence you need to prove your deduction. And what's happening is thousands of dollars worth of vehicle expenses that you could write off are going down the drain. That's what's happening.
Right. It's always, this stuff is always interesting. Like with us, we have two cars. One car we use 95% of the time, we use it for business. You know, it's just the way we use the two vehicles. Do I also have to keep a mileage log for that?
Well, sure. If the business is a vehicle is available for personal use, and it's not what the regulations refer to as a special use vehicle, then you have to have a log to justify the expense. Now, the only way that you wouldn't have to have a log to justify the expense is if the vehicle was owned by a corporation, let's say, or some kind of a business entity, and we could verify through the testimony of some corporate or some business executive that's an owner or manager in that business, that the vehicle is never available for personal use. But if it's available for personal use, you need a log to prove business use unless it's a special use vehicle. Now, what's a special use vehicle? Farm vehicles like tractors, an ambulance, a dump truck. You know, if you got a great big 18-wheeler, not an 18-wheel trailer, but one of those big tractor trailer trucks that pull the 18-wheelers down the road, those types of things. Right. Those are special use vehicles. You don't need a mileage log for that because who's going to take their wife out to dinner in the front seat of a dump truck?
You'd be surprised. All right, pickup trucks, right? Come on, we're on it anyway. Might as well keep going. Is the pickup trucks, when you say special use, maybe a dually pickup truck that has like a utility body on it or
well,
a cool
no,
box
no,
in
no.
It?
A special use pickup truck is specifically not a special use vehicle. However, one of those step delivery vans would be a special use vehicle if there's only one seat in there. or a seat for a driver in a jump seat, but there's obviously no personal component to it. So a regular pickup truck, even if it's got dually wheels, again, that's available for personal use, even if it's only occasionally used for personal purposes. You know, if you can hop in that pickup truck and go to the grocery store or drop your son, you know, your kids off at the airport or pick your son-in-law up from the playground and bring, I mean, whatever the personal use is, Joe, then right. That spoils the idea that you're 100% business.
Got it. Okay. So my wife and I are sitting here and we decide, hey, we really like flowers. You know, you can make a lot of money with flowers. And so we take our garage. You know, we've got 3,000 square foot home. We take a garage, which is, you know, maybe 800 square feet about. And we decide now we're going to use that to bring the flowers in and put them together and what have you. I have read, and somebody, I lost the email, but somebody had alluded to the fact that they were told that they could not write off any part of the garage that they were using for business because it's not livable space.
It's nonsense. Whatever that person was told, what that person was told, what you just repeated to me is nonsense. Any space that's in your home, whether it's a garage, a spare bedroom, the basement, the attic, a detached structure like a barn or a storage shed. A storage shed is not a usable livable space, but you can certainly write that off. Here's what the key is, Joe. If the space is in your home or in a structure attached to the home, like an attached garage, then the rule is that the space has to be used regularly and exclusively for business. Now, here's the key with the garage, and this is where it gets problematical. You got your 800-square-foot garage. It's a two-car garage. And you've got your flower arrangements in there, and you're working on the flower arrangements, but pretty soon winter comes along, and so what you do is push all the flowers to the side, and you bring your automobiles inside, and you park them in there. Now, the automobiles are not exclusive business use, are they? They're mixed use, business and personal. So that means now the space in your home is all of a sudden mixed use, business and personal. You can't deduct a space in your home as a business expense if it's mixed use. It has to be exclusively business use, regular and exclusive. So if you got the den set up or the spare bedroom or a corner of the basement, you know, that space can't be your office during the day and a TV room for the kids at night. It's got to be exclusively used for business. That's the key. Now, if we're talking about a detached structure, something that's not attached to the house, a detached garage, a storage shed, a barn, those kinds of things, then ironically, you don't have the exclusive use test. That can be mixed use, and the space that you're using for business becomes deductible.
My God, Dan. I mean, this is all the fine lines of the tax code all over the place. You're a genius. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't miss this. Take notes. Don't waste your time. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just being engaged and just being involved. Because that's how you learn. That's how you find out what's going on. Listen ask questions. We have a chat room. There's a chat room up on Facebook. There's a chat room up off the website. There's plenty of ways you can ask questions. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I'd give you the phone number, but you guys take so long to ask questions sometimes. I don't want to blow all the time with Dan. Let me bring him on with me. I've got Dan Pilla on the line with me for over three decades. He's been the nation's leader in taxpayer rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. Dan, a lot of fun. Thanks for being with me tonight.
My pleasure, Joe.
So, listen, again, these are some of the emails people have sent me, some of the questions they've asked. And when it comes to the tax code, man, in the last two visits I've had with you, I can see why the tax code, if you probably printed it and lined it up, it'd probably be a story and a half. There'd be so much of it there. And I don't even know how these agents know what's in there.
Well, first of all, the agents don't know what's in there, and the fact of the matter is that most of them are very poorly trained in the actual law itself. What happens is the IRS has got manual after manual after manual that they use as their training materials, and that's mostly what these guys go by, and so that's why that makes it very difficult. In fact, I litigate a lot of these enforcement cases, and I remember a couple of years ago in a tax court case I had going on, I had a revenue officer. This is a tax collector now. This is the guy who's out there collecting delinquent taxes. I had him on the witness stand for about an hour and a half asking him about the tax code, this and the regulations, that, concerning his obligations to collect the taxes. And I'm challenging what he did or didn't do in this particular case. And he said repeatedly on the witness stand, and this is not unusual, that, I don't know anything about the law. I don't go by the law. I don't go by the tax code. We go by the manuals. And that's what the problem is. And they're not reading the law for themselves and necessarily reading the regulations for themselves. They're going by what the IRS tells them it says.
Are the judges well-versed? When you get in front of a judge, do you perceive that they're well-versed in the law? Do you have to? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, you're laughing. I already know the answer to this question. Go ahead.
Well, it depends on the judge. When we're talking about tax court judges, typically speaking, they're pretty well-versed because those are the only kinds of cases they hear. You know, when you're in the United States District Court, there might be a drug case one day and an antitrust case the next day. And who knows what else is the day after that. But in tax court, that's all they hear are federal tax cases. And so you'd think that they're pretty well-versed in law, and some of them are. But, of course, it depends on what issue we're talking about, too, because there could be a million different issues. I'll tell you, in the case that I was involved in, the one I was just referring to, that judge didn't know that much about the collection rules that we were litigating in that particular trial. I can tell you that.
I can only imagine. It scares when you tell me what the, just the agents themselves and what have you know. And then I'm thinking, okay, so they're moving on to the judges. Where did the judges come from? I mean, were they agents to begin? Because that doesn't make sense to me. They must have some kind of law background. And if the code is entwined and entangled. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in fact, the judges do have a legal background. Most of them have come out. Most of them have come out of the IRS's Office of Chief Counsel or the U.S. Treasury Department or the Justice Department's Tax Division. So they're former IRS lawyers or former government tax lawyers that get promoted to be tax court judges. That's where they come. That's where they usually come from.
I would imagine you'll never get appointed to a judgeship because...
No, I would not. No. And furthermore, in all fairness, if I were nominated, I would withdraw my name. No, that's got to be just a horrible job, I would think. But the thing is this, Joe. I mean, here's the reality. The tax code consists of 4 million words now is the last estimate by the Office of the National Taxpayer Advocate. There have been more than 5,900 code sections changed since 2001. Oh. And that doesn't even include the changes that were brought out out by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that took effect in January of 2018. It doesn't even include those, and that's probably another 90, plus or minus 90 changes on the list. So, I mean, there are changes, basically changes every single day on average to the Internal Revenue Code, and it is impossible for the average person to keep up, and it is extremely difficult for a person even in my position, where this is what I do for a living every day, to keep up with this stuff. And so therefore, you got to have a focus. And you cannot focus on the entire Internal Revenue Code and every aspect of it. You got to focus on different elements of it. And in my case, it's been compliance all these years, and you know what people have to do to keep from getting sideways as far as the enforcement rules are concerned. And so that's what gives me an advantage over the bean counters out there that don't have any experience with compliance.
Wow. You know, one of the emails I got was pretty lengthy, but what I pulled out of it was apparently there were expenses that were disallowed, and he may be embellishing, I don't know, but he said that, you know, he was told that by the agent that was doing the audit that the hotel rooms were too expensive, the airfare, that he was spending too much money on airfare, and so on. So can the IRS say, hey, look it, I know you go to this convention every year, or you went on this trip and you didn't have to go first class and you didn't have to get blah blah blah, and we're gonna disallow A, B, and C?
Well, expenses have to be reasonable, Joe, in order to be deductible. But the question is, what constitutes reasonable? And the IRS is not the final arbiter of what is reasonable under the circumstances. The business owner is. And this is one of the issues I talk about in the book as well, is what constitutes a deductible business expense. It's got to be ordinary and necessary. In other words, it's got to be of the nature of an expense that this typical business usually incurs. It's got to be incurred for the purposes of income, so in other words, earning income. So in other words, the expense has got to be pointed specifically at keeping your business healthy and vibrant, all right? And then third, it's got to be reasonable. But the IRS is not the final arbiter of these things. As long as the taxpayer can explain even remotely a connection between the expense and the business, and if the expense is even in the ballpark of reasonable, they have to allow it. They have to. They can't. For example, they can't tell you that you can't go on this convention every year, even though the convention happens to be in Vegas, and even though the convention happens to be at a hotel in Vegas where the rooms are $300 a night. That the IRS doesn't have that prerogative.
Interesting. Yeah, I have read a few articles, and then this guy in particular was referring to the fact that they felt that the hotel room prices were too high, and this was the average in the area, and this is what he should have been. This is what they were going to allow, and I haven't responded to him yet, but I will.
Well, and my response to the auditor would have been, you know what, let's do an appeal. And this is what people need to understand, all right? The decisions of tax auditors are never final. Tax auditors don't have the power to disallow your deductions or change your tax return without your consent. All they can do is make a recommendation. And if you disagree with the recommendation, you've got the right to appeal it. And when you appeal the case, it goes to the Office of Appeals, and the written job description of the appeals office personnel is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. Now, furthermore, Joe, if you can't come to terms with the appeals office, now you've got an opportunity to go to the United States Tax Court, where you can file a claim in court. Costs $60 to file a claim in the tax court, and now the IRS lawyers get involved in the case, and the lawyers are now the ones that you're negotiating with to get a resolution. So the farther up you go on the ladder, the more likely you are to get a correct and reasonable response to your challenge and to come to the right conclusion.
And most people are afraid to move up that ladder. They try to nip it low and, you know, as quick as
they
can get it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. People are trained to believe that the higher up the ladder you go, the worse it gets. And the opposite is true.
Wow.
The exact opposite is true.
All right. So, first of all, you've got another book coming out in a month or so. But you also have other books out that people need to get onto your website. They need to grab some of this. Let people know how to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of the book.
All my books are available at my website, which is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There are no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. I got a book called How to Win Your Tax Audit, which is the most comprehensive discussion that's ever been written to the public on how to go through a tax audit, how to present your case to an auditor, how to appeal an adverse decision and win your case. I give you negotiation strategies, communication strategies, how to present your evidence to the IRS. The whole smash is laid out in that book. I've got a book called How to Get Tax Amnesty, which is a comprehensive guide to negotiating settlements when you're dealing with tax debts you can't pay. So if you're facing wage levies or bank levies or property seizures or tax liens, any of those types of enforcement actions, this book will help you. And the book that's on the drawing board right now, and I'm real close to finishing, not done yet, it's called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, which is a comprehensive discussion of everything that a small business owner needs to know to stay compliant with the IRS.
God bless you, Dan. This is a 24/7 job of watching over this stuff and making sure they don't get away with it. So thank God. Thanks for being with us tonight. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You know, seriously, AOC out of control. And we're going to show you why and how. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.